Hachette Audio presents The Last True Cowboy, written by Laura Drake, read by Chelsea Hatfield and John Paul Mordrake. To the sisters of my heart, all the lost young girls like me who found themselves in a library. Chapter 1. Carly. Addiction sucks. I should know. Papa has his white lightning. Nana has her Bingo Jones. My addiction has sad green eyes and my name tattooed across his left pec. But my wedding dress dreams always come in second to his rodeo. There's even a term for it, rodeo widow. Except to earn that title, I'd have to be married. Squinting through the windshield glare, I shift the knob on the steering wheel column to third and press on the gas. But the speedometer doesn't budge. Dang it. At this rate, I'm going to be late for the breakfast shift. Papa bought the truck new about the time I was born, and Nana named it Nellie Bell. Said she stole the name from a car on some TV show. Roy somebody. All I know is, I'm stuck driving the beater so Nana can drive the Camry to Bingo. I'm less than a mile from the paved road when clanking starts under the hood. It sounds like the hammers of hell in there. I take it out of gear and lurch to the side of the washboard road and watch the dust billow up in the rearview mirror. Now that's just craptastic. I'm no mechanic, but I've been driving since before I could reach the pedals. I know what a thrown rod sounds like. Nana would say, "Nellie Bell's sleeping with Jesus." My luck, she'll want to have a funeral. I grab a rubber band from the glove box and lasso my hair into a thick ponytail. My hair is more strawberry than strawberry blonde, meaning if it takes longer than 10 minutes to catch a ride, I'll look like Elmo, with freckles. Luckily, Papa left me a gimme cap behind the seat. I'll slap it on, throw my purse strap over my shoulder, open the door, and slide into the hot morning. Once I hit the blacktop, odds are somebody will stop. One good thing about living outside of unforgiven New Mexico all your life is that sooner or later, someone you know is bound to come by. I hear it before I see it. Quad Reynolds's truck materializes through the heat haze of the blacktop. It's almost as ancient as Nellie Bell. May she rest in peace. He pulls alongside me and yells out the window.
Where's your car?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?